sound patterns, could I say.
Morning. This Shabbos, Habole El Teva, is obviously Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Bechukosai, Shabbos Mvorchim, Kodesh Sivin, Shabbos Chazak. It's obviously a Shabbos of Achomna, as we were married last year for Kabbalah Satoyah. And as I mentioned once in the past, Shabbos Bechukosai is Gimatria Vayichan Shom Yisrael Negan Ahor, which is Gimatria Pshat Remez Rosh Sod, which is Gimatria Chalkeinu B'Zeiro Secho, which is two times Torah, because the Zohar says, "Bechukosai Tilecho," that the Shemayim is connected to Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh, which is also Gimatria Geula Tidnu Loretz, which is Gimatria also Chay Lechol Goyim Mishpotu Bal Yudo. All the other Gimatrias I understand. What is the connection between Bechukosai Tilecho and the pasuk also Chay Lechol Goyim Mishpotu Bal Yudo? Where does this fit into the general scheme of things? Number one. Number two. There's a Balak Turin that everyone knows, all those foreign cooking. Im b'chukoisei teilechu ve'es is Rashi Tevez ovois. Can I get Avram Yitzchak V'Yankiv? All of them a fortune, everyone kidarka, what in the world does Avram Yitzchak V'Yankiv got to do with im b'chukoisei teilechu? Moreover, three, just throwing out three points, just a few points at the beginning. B'chukoisei is b'gimatria schar. Yeah. Al derech the Mishnah is a parson says in Pirkei Avos im lamadet a Torah harbe noisul chaschar harbe. It's not just a pili plois. Im lamadet a Torah harbe is gimatria 1,338, which is gimatria noisul chaschar. And I see mechusay teleichu Rashi teaches the Ramelum bar Torah is mechusay is gimatria schar. But emes all the meforshim everybody asks. What do you mean? In the Chukoyse Teleichu Vegoimu, Nasati Gishmeichem, Be'itam, all these wonderful Yehudim and Gashmis, we have a general principle in Torah that's Char Mitzvah Be'amalech. Right? So to understand that, the Hektim Nacha Medrash. The end of the Pasuk, Vasisem Oysom, says the Medrash, if all of the above, then Mala Ani Aleichem Kilo Asisem Es Atzimchem. As if you're a self-made man, you created yourself. What does it mean? Asisim is Atzmichem. Bemet is a Zohar HaKodesh. On the pasuk Nase Odom. Why did the Eibush say Nase Odom? In the schus that Yidin will say Nase V'Nishm. What is Nase V'Nishm? I can do with Nase Odom. The Sefer called Imri Yitzchok explains the last kashas very simply, very beautifully. What is the reason why Schar Mitzvah by Al-Malek? The Eibush doesn't reward us in this world. The Pashtus Chazal say, I'm a drug nurse Chazal, that there's a pasuk mi hekdimani vashalim. The Eibishter gives you the wherewithal. He gives you a house, you can make a mica, a mezuzah. He gives you children, you could mechanech them. He gives you money, he gives tzedakah. So the Eibishter comes first, he gives you first. Who comes before the Eibishter? However, if a person creates themselves, so it's not shayach the time of yourself created that. Al derech you find by a ger, even though the schar mitzvah al molekah, but the pasuk says in Rus, which you read on Shavuos. Yishalom shem po'olech utim asgur tich shleima asher bos tachos kan amar of chalson famous medrash bliya asher bos asher bos. What does he add it? That's what it says in the pasuk. Now asher is lashon rishus. You're not mechuyev. A goy is not mechuyev to become a ger. And when a goy becomes a ger, the principle is ger shenis guy erikakotin shenayvadom. Oh, you're literally a self-created person, right? You, therefore, biktimani vashalim doesn't apply. Therefore, a ger gets charnitzo by almolech. Valderach say if imbuchukoyse kalechel v'gitzchmeru vasisem oisa vasisem atem as if you created yourself. So therefore, the Eibush should give you all these wonderful v'asati kishmeicha b'itam. All the brachas till Vayulich Chesem Kavimitz. Aleph to Tav. That's one reason. That's connected to the Medrash. Another reason why Bechukoyse Teleichu is Char Mitzvah Ve'Almo. So another Sforim say, the Sefer L'Osher Omer, a beautiful also Hezber. There's a whole chakira which we once discussed at length. Ikur Makom involves in it. In a mitzvah, there's the person who fulfills the mitzvah, and there's the mitzvah habit. When the Eibishter gives schar, does he give schar mitzad from the gedorim of the person who fulfills the mitzvah? So he gives schar mitzad the mitzvah habit. The difference is a person, by definition, is finite. You're gvuli. Therefore, oibazoi, the reward should be balgvul, a limited schar, a finite schar. If you go boss of the person. If you go boss of the schar for the one who's mitzvah mitzvah, the recipient kmayochel, then the schar of the mitzvah should be what? Pilti balgvul, should be infant. Or afilu, if you say, like the first side of the schakiro, it's a whole arichas income, right? That you really depend on the person who performs the mitzvah from his perspective, from his limitations, right? That applies to every mitzvah except Torah. Because when a person learns Torah, and Torah is, we say in Shavuos, we read Anoichi, and the Gemara says in Shabbos, Anoichi is Nutrikun, Ano Nafshi Ksovis Yehovis, Oisi Atem Loichim. Through Torah, Yiv becomes Dovuk in the Eibishter. So for the mitzvah of Talmud, and therefore through Torah, Yisrael and Isa the Kuchabrichu come Kokulachad. By Torah, the Eibishter has to give you a reward, not mitzad your limited limitations, your finite limitations. He has to give you mitzad a schar, which is built ibalvul mitzad the Eibishter. Oy vazoy. What is the reason, Taka, others say, that's schar mitzvah by Hal Malekha? Because the Eibishter is the mocker of Teiv Chsod, and he wants only good for Yid. So if you give you schar in this world, and your schar is limited, and we say in Pirkei Avos that Yof Hashoa Achas Shokeiros Ruach Ba'olam Haba Mikol Olam Hazeh. So the Eibishter would rather delay the reward. So you'll get it in a Yom Shekuli Oruch V'Toyiv in a world which is Taka Mashenkin. If you get it in this world, your schar, you eat it up. You have nothing left for the schar for Olam Haba. But Med Dvarim Amura for all the mitzvahs. Aber by Torah you said the schar is infinite. The Eibishter could give you unlimited schar in this world, and since it's unlimited, he'd give you by Ilhavos. I just gave you two simple reasons in Svarim. There are many, plenty of other reasons in Svarim. Why, for Limut HaTorah, right, when a person goes over and above his limitations, Ameilim HaTorah, then there's schar mitzvah in this world. So, B'chukoysai is Gimachshiyah schar. But it's not so simple. This is what I want to talk about. The whole shiur today is akdama, what I really want to talk about. We'll talk about that maybe next week. But it's not stam so simple that every time a person sits and learns Gemara, it's out these reasons that you created yourself, and therefore, whatever, or you're double to the able, that every time a person learns Torah, he's going to get schar. When does the Torah give you schar? The pasuk says, when, not when you learn Torah, in b'chukoysai teilech. What? What is b'chukoysai? The Alter Rebbe says b'chukoysai Torah Meir Tikvor. It could have said, in if you're a meilem b'tei. Why does it say b'chukoysai teilech? The Alter Rebbe says a vort in b'chukoysai Torah, but I'll explain it more. What it means. It says, when you learn Torah, b'vchinas chakiko, engraved, eingekritzt, right? That's what b'chukoysai teilech. And on this, the svarim will the svarim say, Torah which is learned, b'vchinas chakiko, engraved Torah, then there's schar mitzvah b'amalek. What does that mean? Let's give you a simple three-form mishal. Lomer zogin, you have wine. Right? Today everyone's into fancy wines. Yeah? Where do you keep your wine? Torah is nimshul to yayin. The anil basic yayin. You keep your wine in a barrel. When you buy whiskey, they always advertise a zab barrel, the whole shivas depends on the barrel. If you have a barrel that's diseased, that has a virus, a chves nishwat, a bacteria in it, then all your wine, all your whiskey will turn, go bad, go off, go vinegar. Asher al kein, if you have Torah, and the barrel, the keli in the Torah, is off, right? Perhaps Midas Magunus, there's Chochmah without Maisim, etc., etc. Then the wine goes sour. Okay. Good. What if you have a good barrel? It's a kosher barrel. Right? Well, it's a good, it's a keli. Or Belumadi Fregi. What I'm saying now is from the Vina Rov. Zel Zayin, the barrels are a fine barrel. Right? Ober, the barrel is one with the wine. The yayin remains yayin. The barrel remains the barrel. And they successfully interact. But it's not that the wine becomes a hamatzius from the chavis. Neither the chavis becomes wine. Right? The two separate in your... And that's the difference between a goy and a goy would learn Torah Lemoshe. So we say magid dvor of yankim, magid from the word agudah. A yid becomes one, becomes attached to the Torah. Even if a yid would learn Torah, the idea of yidom, miloshen va'odom, yodas chava ishtoi, advekis, is kashus with Torah, doesn't it? This that a person, a goy who learns Torah, he and the Torah would be two separate. Yet. There are plenty of Kapag of Eden. You could also learn Torah, and he doesn't become one Metzias with the Torah. There's him and there's Torah. There are plenty of whatever. Why speak Gnus and Shal Yisrael? But you can understand that Lav Dafke, every time a person learns something, he has various interests. I support Manchester United, and I'm a stamp collector, and I chvez is when I'm a member of the Boy Scouts, and I like hiking, and I also like learning Gimbor. So, it's one of my interests, but it's not my mahuls, it's not an intrinsic, innate, this is my mitzvahs. Right? That's one get. You and the barrel and the wine are two separate things. There's a higher level in learning. Where the famous Drushit Ches in the Beis Halevi in Akdamas, the Shmeitzah, where Yid is an Emes, a Talmud Chacham, it's like a wine vis-a-vis the barrel. It's like the Klaf vis-a-vis a Sefer Torah. In order for a Sefer Torah to be a Kosher Sefer Torah, right, it's not enough that you take Dioy and a Sefer writes the letters, the Asim Daraisa on. You have to be Makadish, the cloth. There has to be Ibud Lishmo, all kinds of dinim, how the cloth becomes. Right. So, Al Derech, that in Torah Shebeksav, the cloth becomes the Keli to the Dioy, right? Al Derech said, the tongue, the Kishkis of Matam Chacham becomes a like the cloth is vis a vis the Dioy, so does the person vis a vis Torah. Therefore, I understand the Gemara in Makis, in the statement of Rava, Kama, Tipshoi, Shar Incha. People are ignorant, they don't understand the Shivas of Torah. The Mekame, Kame, Sefer Torah, the Mekame, Kame, Gavarab. The Gavarab is to the Torah as the cloth is to the Oasis. And that's the reason, by the way, the word Gvil, it says in Sephora Maklation, is Gematria 49. Because before this Kabbalah's Torah on Shavuos, you have to work on the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer, LeKachenu, LeTareinu, just called Yoino, and therefore you're ready for Kabbalah's HaTorah. There's a Keli that becomes one with Kedushas HaTorah. There's a Roishim, right? We say Chalkenu B'Zarasecha, that our Chelik, our Guf, should be infused and permeated in one with Torah. And that's what we say in Shammai, says in Pirkei Avos, Asei Torah's Chokva. The Torah has to be kavua in the person, one with the Torah. That's what Chazal say. Initially, it's called ki b'seiras Hashem cheftzoi. Then u'b'seiras soi. U'b'seiras, it becomes your Torah. It becomes you become one with it. Fine. Nervos. That's the Beis Halevi said. That's what kosveim aluach libech. Pasuk says initially that the Torah is like sefer Torah. The klaf vis-a-vis the sefer Torah. That's a madrig. But I want to ask you a simple kasha. It's a gewaldig madrig, don't get me wrong. But even after the person's bevchinas klaf klapi the Torah, in relationship to the Torah, could a sefer Torah have kosher oisius, and later the oisius become mitush toshim, they become erased, or... yeah. even if a person is bevchina sefer Torah, gewaldige madrega, you could sometimes forfeit eventually. You lose those oizis. The oizis could spring zich. Person learned Torah. And if bevchina sefer Torah, a lebedikus sefer Torah, or sometimes, by Torah it says, v'sayef einecha mimenu veinenu, and you could forget. It's the Yerushalmi says in no time you could forfeit 20 years of Aravandi in Torah. Whatever, through whatever. Right? Why is that? Because even the klaf in its relationship to the oisius are two separate things. It's not like the wine vis-a-vis the chavis in the barrel, which have no organic relationship. The klaf and the oisi is the connection. Or the klaf is not, the klaf remains a klaf, although it has a degree of kedusha. It's gufa kedusha, not just tashmishi kedusha. Or it's something different. In other words, you can have the neshono, the Torah, right? And it has an effect to bashvaig, to silence, to stifle the natural taivas aguf. But at the end of the day, the klaf and the usiyas atayra are two separate things. The ultimate level is in b'chukoysay teleichu, which is chakiko. When you have chakiko means, like by the luchas, that's v'michtav, michtav alikim, chorus al luchas. Chorus means anchored, engraved. Right? And therefore, Chazal Darshan, I'll take Rechorus of the Cherus, Cherus mi Yitzhara, Cherus mi Malachamovis. When do you reach that Madrega, which is the Madrega of the first Lucas? When the Torah is not like Dioy ink added on the cloth, on the parchment, it's Arangikrit, it's engraved, and it becomes one with the Metzias. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, Psal Lecho. Into Moshe Rabbeinu, in Moshe Rabbeinu. Who was on this Madrega? Moshe Rabbeinu. The pasuk says, "By Hisham, Moshe was on the mountain. Arboim yoyim v'arboim lai. Lo lechem le'ochel mayim le'shal." So it said, "Ask the Medrash, how could a human being survive 40 days and 40 nights without eating and drinking?" Says the Gemara of Tanchuma, "B'shem Rebbe Ovin, B'shem Rebbe Meir Omer." A marshal Omer. There's a famous marshal, Ozlus Lekarta, Avidus Kinimusim. When you go to a city, follow the local custom. In English, you say, when in Rome, do like the Romans. So the pashtus pshati, the Moshe ascended to heaven. Therefore, he didn't eat and drink, because Avid Azul Karte went to heaven. He didn't.
Doesn't answer the question.
Doesn't answer the question. How do you live? A goof. How does a goof live? So the Shalvan Shuvish was Yankim and Yerdeyas and Sadiq Allah famously answered. That wasn't the Kash of the Gemara. How did Moshe? Because Moshe was a malch. Moshe's goof was in this Allah. The Rebbe Melech of Lezhensk would say, I would hope that people were able to transform the neshama to the madrega of his goof. I want to discuss that. Right? That Moshe Rabbeinu was a malach and kamufshit from Gashmias and his goof became a ishalikim. That doesn't bother me. The shailu was, if he lived 40 days and 40 nights without eating and drinking, and he didn't have to eat and drink to survive. So why, when he came down in the mountain, did he eat and drink again? On this, I'll answer, also the karta of a kinim musik. The karta is not the 40 days, the karta is afterwards, right? Oh, so here is the word, b'chukrisay teilechu, the ultimate madrega is oisius chakiga. How do you come to chakiga? Rashis, that is the madrega of amelim batim. If the Torah doesn't say shetiu ameilum batur, why do you use chakika? From the word choik, through difficulty, through adversity, Torah shalmadati ba'af. In other words, just like our derech in mitzvahs, there's a sug of mitzvahs called chukim. What is chukim, which are mitzvahs that transcend rationality, logic? Why are they called chukim? You could have a person learn Torah b'machshav. You can have the person learns Torah, but Dibur, the Gemara says various places, is a Maisa Zuta. Ksiva is already a proper halachic Maisa. Ober Chakika, to engrave, that needs Amelus, that needs Horavani. It's a different, totally different mahalach. And therefore, a sug of mitzvahs, which doesn't come naturally to a person, but do something against seichel, therefore that sug of mitzvah is also called a chuk, the anchors. Or when does the Torah, this is the vote, when does the Torah have an effect on the person, right? That he and his mitzvahs and the Torah become one, to that extent that it's engraved indelibly, and it's irrevocable, it's indestructible, you can never get rid of it, dafke through Amelus Batev. They bring for him Chatzkel Levenstein, the Mashiach and Ponim, which I'm moody to give for. He says, a mold you could have a person, right? A gutaka, he had an IQ of 370, he's a photographic memory, Alamites, right? With a good head, with a gifted head, you're able to be a big yadin in Torah. You can know a lot. You can quote Bavli, Yushalmi, Sifron, Sifrit, Tzav, 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 the Torah won't have an ounce of an effect on you. When a person is without a melus b'Torah, the Torah doesn't affect you. With a melus b'Torah, then you have the Oivtis Hakika. I'll give you an example. There's a ribui meisim from all types of Litvishuk, Siddishur, Tzadikim, that a person with a shvach, okay, a bacher came from Yeshiva Sasemis, came to the Pimenach. It's a very famous story. Al derech they say from everybody. And he's crying his eyes out and says, Rabbi Echava Fashtoptika. Some people are not blessed. He sits, a horvit, a schwitz, once a gate to Mishnah. For him to learn a Tosfos is like Kriyas Yamsuf. And he started crying. He really wanted a rotzen. Ober is a gate to Mishnah. The Pimenach got very ufgerat. He picked him up, he took him by the hands. As ich bin dir mekanen. He says, since I was born, he was geschickt, he was a branch of Kedushin, he was grew up in the chotzer of the Imremis, and he was like, off in the cup. Right? Yeah? Abraham, can you have to hold it to learn Gemara. So this story everyone knows, in different various, like the stipler with a boy who was educationally, whatever. So, how do you understand this story? So, normally you think, these rabbis, these rebbes, these rashivas, they're sharp, they're shrewd. They know how to make a guy who's a brachan, a leiv nishpur benitzcha, give him some idol, some chizuk, you know? Would you rather be the fashtop, the copy, rather be the penna? Bottom line. Hello? I'm taking my cup, like, you know what I mean? I'm giving you words to keep you happy, to amuse you. That's the story. So pshat is that the effect, who knows more, a person with off in the cup, or where is there a greater effect in the hakiko, in the person's personality? Not through the off in the cup, it's through the horovan. It's not to say that a person could have kishrenis and he could horov also. But the kishrenis is not given to people with kishrenis, perk people, Torah is given to someone, odom kiyomus, right? And a person who learns Torah with this bechina of chakika, with ramelus b'Torah, it becomes part of who he is, his identity, his core, right? And then you don't forget Torah. Oyis chakika not erased. That's what famous klusharim. Lo'olam davar melech entilim lo'olam le'eshkach pavudecha. Why? Kivam. The shmira that Torah should be remembered by you is that kihem chayena when you realize it's yours. The Arizal famously says that. All shikha comes from klipa, from evil, from impurity. And zchira comes with tzara kedusha. Besoit ein shikha lifnei chisei chvidech. That's why I understand also, because the lechu is gimatria shnat gulai bo. If you ever, when I was a kid in my chatas norim, I went to Yad Vashem. Yerushalayim, by the gun. I remember leaving, one thing made a good impression on me, there was a plaque from the Vashem, as you leave, the old one, right? And it said, Golos is bevchina shicha, or bezechira soida geula. Geula comes through remembering. And Golos is the form of, Golos is connected to forgetfulness, is klippa, it's Golos, it's hesterpon. It's death, intellectual death. Geula, so once you have bechukoyse teilecha, I understand why it's connected to geula. I'll just say a word from the Ramatul Sujina. He's admiring in this Indian of zechira and shicha. When is there forgetfulness is a form of hedrachayus, of tzimtzum, of misum. Therefore the Gemara says, tzigzeiro shames mishtakach menalev. Things that die or forgot. things that are alive are never forgotten. Therefore, whenever there's tzimtzum, there's forgetfulness. The moshul, we find in Chazal, the Gemara said in Megillah, man sepach, the final letters, shochum v'chazruv, like tzoyfum keim v'chazruv yistum. Right? Or the Gemara says in Yuma, shi'urim shel Torah, is also shochum v'chazruv yistum. What after these things? Because these things are moira and dinim. A shir is a limitation. Mansapach, we said, is gematria par, the par dinim, etc., etc., which is the sheirish of the chaf beis heimaytoy sapeh, which is the sheirish of the chaf beis oisiyas hatoira, which is the chaf beis shana that Yosef was separated from his father in Golos Mitzrayim, the chaf beis days of Yimei Ben Abetzarim, etc., etc. As you do, and therefore in Rosh Hashanah, by the way, is that it's called Yom HaZikorin. What do we do on Rosh Hashanah, Yerushal? Marshall, they do it. They blow the shofar. Why shofar? Everyone knows. Shofar is Shinvav Par. Shinvav is Gimashu Dvash. Yamamtik the dinim. Yamamtik the gvur is the par dinim. In a place with this par, with the shicha, Yamamshik the soidav zikor. Right? You with me? If a shofar, b'miluai, the Sefer Tevis is Enush. Enush miloshin. Anybody out there? To forget. Yosef was 22 years, he killed his son, one of his sons, Menashe, Kinoshani, Elikin, it's called Amo, it's called Beis Avi, forgetfulness. And Rosh Hashanah is to be Mamshech, to make new Kalim, the Marche of the Kalim. On Pesach, give me another example, he says. You know, in your house, you have a custom called Korach, sandwich? What is it? The Rizal says, Moror is Gimatria Movus. Moror, Moror, Mem, Reish, Vov, Reish, Gimatria Movus, Kiyodua. Yeah, bitter. Hello? Yeah? So what do you do? Zecher, underline, can make this kill. What is the Zecher you do with your Mor? You make a sandwich. What's in the sandwich? Pesach, matzah, and then Mor. Yes, hello? Pesach and matzah is Gimachir Zikor. So the Mor, which is Moves, you have it, and many other, right? In other words, the fourth is. Api Kabbalah, I don't understand what these words mean. Zikorin comes from Muichin Depon. Shicha comes from Acharayim de Muich. What does that mean for us and simple people? Something which you love, something which you care passionately and deeply. I say this all the time to people. A wise man, a goy, once said, we all have photographic memories. We don't bother developing the film. Something that you care about passionately, Negeya and Levin, right? Then you remember. If the Oilam Le Eshka, they say that the I say this all the time, since you've been the past. The Rebbe Simcha said on the Rogachover, his co rabbi in Dvinz, people say the Rogachover has a good zikor. Lada, if you would chazer over all Shas every day, you'd also remember. What's the big deal? And the Rogachover said, people said the Rogachover, Rebbe Simcha has a good zikor. If you would learn Torah, Malahalon, Be'ema, Be'ira, Be'reses, Be'zia, Afkan, you'd also remember. If you would live, the Ebers of the Shechin is coming out, you'd hear every day the Kol Shofar and the Choshech, Anun V'arofel, and you'd hear the Kol of Hashem, right? Of course you remember. The lack of Zikoran is the Charayin Yirat, which, by the way, that's why, who was the one who fought with Yankiv? Remember? Hello? The Malach of Esav, hello? And his name is Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. And he caused Giranosha, dislocated, which is Miloshe Noshani, again to forget. Tisha B'Av, hello, yeah? Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, you don't got to be a genius to work out, is Keneged Smol, the left. It's the weaker, the paralysis in the word left. Well, I'll teach you French sometimes in Latin, right? It's related to the word left. What's the opposite of left? Right. Make sense? Therefore, we say the pasuk says, "Imeshgachich Yerushalayim tishchimin," because remembrance connected the right side, chsodim, left, samachmem. That's connected the left side. Right? Therefore, whenever there's something by Matan Torah, what does the pasuk say in Devarim? Ponim el ponim beponim dibur Hashem imolcha. Something which is from the face, something which is an expression of ava from the right side, you never forget. Right? Therefore, Chazal say, the Gemara says in Eruvin, had not for the Chaito Egel, the Bechina of the first Luchas, you would have never forgot. Because forgetfulness is a form of death. At Matan Torah was the Zuamo of Chet, of the Marishin, Nitzko, right? And it was, Yidin were Cheirus Meitzahara, Cheirus Bechavos, therefore there was no Animachel, the Kimat, and the Elion Kulchem, there would have been no forgetfulness. So Ramatul says, what's Pshat Zechira? Zechira means you have a good retentive memory. Zechira means that you don't just remember Gufa the Uv Da'echav. Zechira really means that you relive the Maimedu Matzav Nafshi, the way you felt when this event happened. Right? The same Chayas, the same Islavs that you had B'Shas Mais. Right? In other words, I'll give you an example. Yom, your sholish ba'amim bashona, your akol tzuchur. What's the lashon tzuchur? As pnei Hashem, when a therefore regel is gimatria zohar. Every yontif, when you're standing in the presence of the Shechina, you remember. Befrat the yontif of Shavuos, as we'll discuss. I want to discuss today, but we'll discuss this eventually. Mr. Chem, for Shavuos. The Chag HaShavuos especially underscores the importance, the centrality of Zechira. But every Yom Tov Bechlal and Shavuos Befrat. Therefore, Chazal say, the Mishnah says, that if a person, that a person who forgets Divrei Torah, what's the punishment? What's the Lashon Chal? Kol HaShicheyach Dover Echad Mi Mishnosoi Ma'el HaVakosav. Yeah. But then it says afterwards, we can discuss that some other time. Hello? Yeah? It's the famous Taish in Sforim Akdashim. Shame the Magid, the sources. It's very Shlomo says. Who's the Dover Echad that you forget? The famous part of the Hashem, the Eni Doim, Shoyne Pirke, Meya Pa'amim, the Meya Pa'amim. Who's the Echad? Eibishter. When a person learns Torah and he knows there's an Eibishter, there's a pasuk which says, right? Because you chech Dover Echad. So the Chesed Avram, the Rambam's son, he says, Pshat is, who was the Dover Echad? Anuichi. Anuichi. The Eibishter. Right? The Gemara says, Pischu li'achoisi. You open up in your heart an opening the size of the Chudish al Macha, Vani Eftel Lechem Karubo Yishel Ulam. Ulam. A person who realized that Eibishter is speaking to him now when he's learning Torah, Rebbe Achber always used to say, right? Zok the Heilige Torah, Zok the Heilige Rashi. Why? Because he wanted to be Madgish. This is what the Eibishter is saying. Shtayim Oichse Betalis, Zok the Eibishter Yachuch. He wanted to be marked. This is Dvar Hashem Zu Aloch. And when you realize that the Eibishter speaking to you, then you'll remember. Right? By the way, that's Pshat. How do you know Kol Shicheich Dover Echem Bishnos Emalav Kol Mitzchay Benafshin Shneimar? Raki Shalom Lachosh Nafshin Oyd Batishah Dvar Masher Oy Necha Beizur Belov Chol Yecha. What is that pasuk talking about in Parshas Bishchan? One day. And now you're telling me if anything I forget, anything. What does, I'm sitting in yeshiva learning tomorrow. What is that going to do with Matan Torah? Matan Torah, I understand. There was Koilus, there was Vrokim, there was a Kol Shofar, there was a Meichaj of the Kecha. The simple Pshat, it's brought in Sfasemis, because whenever the Chazal say, from the Velio, whenever a person's Yoshev Vashoina Vakoira Vashoina Kodesh Baruch Hu Yoshev Vakoira Vashoina connected. And therefore the Beis Yisrael says, that's what we say, Noisin HaToira Loshen Hoivim. The Eibishter is sitting and learning with you. Right? You with me? When a person learns with that level of Yiddish Shamayim, you don't forget. Cannot. And that is the Bechina of what? That is the Bechina of Chakiku. Chakiku is permanent. Okay. And on this, this Hakdama, to the Hakdama, right? On this we say there's Bechina Chakika, a Bechina of Zechira, and this helps me understand something else also. There's a classic Yisui in our flow, both in his Psicha, Zeiris of Taflo and Ksuvis, in the Panam Yofis, and his Talmud, the Chamsoifer Chazes is over many times. Sometimes a person is learning in Zekumtum Shver. It's a Gaitum Shver. So a person could have an afila, a tarifian, I'm not blessed, I'm not forget. Kikasher yasser ishes benoya Hashem lekecham yasrecha. Why does the Eibishter give a person time yisurim? Makes it difficult for him to learn because the Eibishter wants to pick you up to a higher madrega, and you can't come to a higher madrega unless you have the haravanya. And if you understand that, someone once said, a famous story. Someone once asked one of the gedolim of Yisrael, how is there so many people learning Torah today? Unprecedented in Europe and everywhere, right? And we don't produce Gedolim, we don't produce our Moshe Feinstein. So he answered, he's sitting there with the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, with a bottle, with a can of Coke next to you, but then Ben Mishkan Moshe. Sometimes the Eibishter makes it difficult to understand, dafka because he gives you kashis, which will churaka from Tzara Klipa, in order that. Therefore, he says, that's pshat. Magid vorov, the Haflo says, magid vorov liyank, chukov umishpatov, Yisro. Yeah? We also chenechol goi umishpatim balidom. What should it have said? If chukov umishpatov Yisro, it should have said, we also chenechol goi, vechuka chukim umishpatim balidom. What have you mishpatim? So the Haflo teaches, mamish goin. He says, Magid Dvorov Yaakov. Yaakov is Beloshim Ekev. Simple people. Simple people. The Eibishter says, clear, you know, you got it, you learn Mishnah Berurah, you know, simple, daft, you got it. Very easy. Or that's Yaakov. Or for Yisrael, which is Beloshim Liruj, Hechra mentioned, Chukov Umishpotim. Torah starts off with a chuk. I don't understand it. It's baffling. Fakir, the first four times you learn, the more you learn, the more you realize how little you understand of the sugya. First time you learn it, you think you know it. Next time you got a few sveikas, a few kashas. Learn it the third, fourth time, you realize you know nothing. The tachat abchochem, he has his kashas, these whatever, a whole of it, and then the midchukim become mishpotim. They also chayim lechogoy. A guy could open up a book in the library to even take a sefer. Or it always will be choik. The mishpatim balidom, that it has a tam. It says Nachmer. It says the Panim Yofes a beautiful word. The Gemara says the way it's gotten. Chamuke yerechech, ma yerech b'seiser aftivrei Torah b'seiser. So the Panim Yofes has a beautiful word. He says very often in Shas you have a Mishnah, and the Gemara can't make heads or tails. We have kashis and steers. So the Gemara then says chsurim echsera v'achikton. Right? And puts in a few words, a few whatever, and now you got Pshat Mishnah. Tells the Shaila, Rabbeinu HaKodesh, who wrote the Mishnah. Why did he write? Every pen was a golden pen, every letter is whatever. Why couldn't he write the Mishnah, B'loshim the Sukkim? Right? That I can understand it. That I need the Gemara to go, Azoy, and then I'm Achsu. So the Arizal says, because sometimes the Rabbeinu HaKodesh wanted to be in the words, deep soydus ha'tovah, which you want to keep from everybody. So you need a whole of it. That's a chamukah yerecheich, my yerech b'seisar after b'teir b'seisar. Says the Haflo ha'moyrit to Gevort. Chamuk is Rosh HaTevis, chsuri mechser v'hochitoni. Why is it? Because it has to be b'seisar. If you want to come to bring out the secrets, the depth, the profundity in Torah, right? Unless you have reason to horror them, right? You're not going to get it. There was once that they pre-printed Likutei Torah, in Alter Rebbe, and they got rid of all the tikkunei, the Bachar Azetzer, or printed originally, made a mistake. So one of the great chassidim, I think it was Reb David Zvichain, one of the great derhobis, he was very angry at this. Why? He says, he used to have to horror them. Until he finally came to the Maskana, it's a Tal Sefer. Now he got it all in front of him. Everything is, you have art scroll, whatever, right? With the English, with the whatever, yeah? Or was felt in the Horavan. right? And the ultimate depth and understanding comes to Afka through Avani. And that's how he titled the Chonam Yofis. Paul says in Parshas, whatever, Re'eli marati yaschem chukum u'shpotim kasher tzivani Hashem l'koi. L'asoyiz kei b'ker v'oru, u'shmartim v'asistem ki kechmaschem u'vinaschem l'eini o'amim, asher yishmu, nu b'okeru. What's Pshat and Pasuk? To a goy, everything remains chukm. Umishpotim ba'al yidom, the gishmak, the understanding you don't get. Or the yidin, we just said before, turn from chukim into mishpotim. And then they realize the goy ha'godol hazeh, the yidin through haravanya come to plummet the depth and understanding. And the chusayfer also teaches in Teres Meisha, that's Pshat and Pasuk and Parashat Shoftim. Something's a pill, I don't understand it. What do you do? The Kamtavalisa. Why did the Eibishter make that Yipolim Chadavalim Mishpat? That's something you don't understand readily? Because the Kamtavalisa. You have through that an Aliyah. The fees there, you can understand Kama the Kama in Yomim in the Yomtif of Shvuas Habalim Otev. Let's throw out a few ideas. Number one, kafalim harki gigis. Yeah, hello? We say taksahor. If the kabbalah teira mutla, vim lav shoy rasim. Shelo the shayla, but they already said that's been the Yishma. Answer, toysis, the tadchum, and parash noyach. They said that the kfir was for what? Teishu. If the Eibishter wants to warn a person, right? He could have sent a nuclear bomb. But it was a har, a mountain, which is not naturally. Mountains don't go suspending over normal people, normal times. What's that? With a har, number one. Number two, everyone knows that the medrash, that Moshe went up to heaven, right? The angels were Shrein Gewalt, Meinish Gizrena, until the Eibishter Tsar placed upon of like Avraham Avinu, how dare you? You were the one who ate the. Yeah. How did the angels think Moshe got to heaven? He took a number 12 bus. What was their taina? And what's the answer? How could you want Torah to give him to Malachim, not to mention because you ate a sandwich of three tongues and mustard? When you went, big deal, they paid the restaurant. That you ate whatever. You with me? Hello? That's the reason they shouldn't get Torah to eat. On Shavuos, you know we have Milchus, you know we have Milchus, the simple reason Ramon and Hilchus Shavuos? Shnei Lechem is Torah Shibachsav, Torah Shalpah. What is this all about? Many other questions. One more kasha. The more famous Gemara in Pesachim Das Abaches, Reb Yosef on Shavuos, he said, "Make for me an igla tilsa." He loved Hayoyim the Gagor and Kamei Yevgushim. And if he had chicken or he had what are kids? What they're used to eat an eagle? And why eagle tilsa? Right? And what is that funny lashon? He loved Hayoyim the Gagor. If not for Torah, he loved Hayoyim the Gagor. I can't. I have no time to do it. The Chosefer says a moiritika chat and all of the drushes from Chosefer. This is many. I'm saying now from Pichas Friedman, from the Chosefer, from the Vina Ruf. Everyone together, moiritika for. You remember I once said this at length. When the Malachim came to Avram, what did they serve? So Avram says, "Mari shloish seim kemach soilus lushi." So the Gemara asked Avishael, "Is it kemach or is it soilus?" So bikan isha ina tzara b'shal orchim. She said, "What? Kemach." And Avram wanted soilus. So she was stingy. I'm sorry, you know, sorry. She was greater than Avram Navi. She was stingy. Her whole life was devoted for other people. What does it mean? Says the Chosefer for a moiri divor. What's the difference between kemach and soilus? Soilus is menufa, yugimul, nafas, it's pure. Kemach is coarse. You can have a halacha, which you open up the sefer, obviously you have English, art scroll, this and everything. Everything, you know, you're a genius, you know, 2 seconds, you know, every sheet of every poesy, whatever. You don't got a horror, you have everything. That's bevchina soilus. Everything is menufa, yugimul, nafas, fakavis, everything is wonderful. Kemach is unrefined. Kemach is after horror. Al derech, the Gemara says about chalukas in Moshe Rabbeinu and the Eibishter kavayochol. The Eibishter gave pilpul to whom?
Moshe
bonuf, family man. Moshe was noyik to ayin to ayin. You very gonna give it to Chal Yisrael. The Eibishter wanted it for himself. What's going on? Because there's one Torah itself. That's from the Eibishter. There's Torah shalpeh, which is like Mishnayis halacha. Bottom line. Then there's pilpul. You only needed the pilpul. What are you pilpul for? When did pilpul start? Huh? If you would never forget, if there wasn't the chet ho'egel, Moshe wouldn't have smashed the luchas. The Gemara said, Erevin, if Moshe never smashed the luchas, there would have never been forgetfulness. If there's never forgetfulness, it's like the first luchas. You have Ten Commandments, which is Kul Chalatei Rekula, Yidna or Amatzah from clarity, there's no ambiguity, you know, everything Gemara. Moshe smashed the luchas. So now there's forgetfulness. Now there's a disparity between the guf and the neshama, as we explained. The luchas and the michtav are two different. I've explained this for them as many times. Yeah? So the same Moshe who smashed the luchas, now he gave us pilpul. Because pilpul, when a person horv is, he's an obol b'toyro. And it's shver, and it's gam ke'eshev b'choyshech. Right? The machshakin le'shivani. Now I horv, and now like a steel ben kenaz, the Gemara in Tzemura, could be master the 3,000 halachas through pilpul. Or the Gemara says that Rav Chanina told Rav Chia, B'didi, you're arguing with me, even if Torah was forgotten, I could be master people pulling. When you horv in Torah, now you're able to come back to the clarity. The simplicity, which is the other side of complexity, as I often put it. After you horv, so now there's three parts to Torah. The Torah should have. There's the, like, Tanakh, Mishnah, Halacha, and there's Gemara, Talmud, Horavani. You with me? So Avraham Avinu wanted Silas, ready-made art scroll. Aber Sora was greater in the Vias. By Sora, the Chumsofer says, Veishas Chayas, Tzofia Halichus Beisa. She saw what's going to happen to the future. There'll be a Shvirus Halichus, there'll be a Yerida. And now you're going to need pilpul. If you don't have the Geshmak, right? Therefore, V'lechem Atzos, you wanted a Torah of Horavanya, V'lechem Atzos. And what's the passage before? Pia Pascha B'chochma. The Gemara says in Talmud, Wuz HaChochom HaRoyas HaNoilot. Therefore, Pia HaChochom V'seiras Chesed Al HaShoyna. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu, she wanted a Torah pilpul, which you could shear. And therefore, the Malachim says to Avram, Ayesa, where is the Sora? Why does she want to make things? By the way, that's Zachar and the Keva. Yeah? So what is the Hinei Ba'oyel? What do we know about the oil? Adam ki yamos ba'oyel. And the Torah is kayem alem mishem name is Atbila. And therefore they agreed to compromise. They gave Kemach and Soilus. Interesting. Kemach, Soilus, and Gimatria. Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Now I go back to where I started off. B'chukoysai. Ooh. In b'chukoysai lechu v'es. Says about Torah is Gimatria ovis. Which is the chibur of Chokhmah Bina Das, Avram Yitzchak Yankiv, there's that which the Eibishter gives, that which man horov is, until you come to Das, which is Machriya, the Bechina of Yankiv. Right? Why did Avram want Soilus? Because the Chumsofer says he didn't want Svora and Nushius, man's human, limited, finite rationality, to affect Halacha. What did Sora hold me idach? The Gemara says in Gittin Daf Mem Gimel, Ein Amach Sheila, Azoy Tachas Yedech, Ein Oil Adam Oimel Devar Torah Elam Kein Nichshul. Eretz Emes Me Eretz Ismach. Dafka through the Ravani here, and that's how one could say, Kof Aleim Har Kigigas. On what? Har always represents the Eitz Ahora. Tzadikim Nidmal Kahar. How do you fight against the Eitz Ahora? Bizman Agolus. Dafka through Horavanya. Right? Yes. So therefore, how many levels of Torah do we now have? Three. And because that all came because of what? The Egel. Now I go back. Rav Yosef says, by the way, hello. The Eibishter said, how many days do you need Achonas Rishuas? 2. Hayom Mocher. Moshe, Morsan Shabbos, Moshe, Hoistif, Emechon, Midaita. Why did Moshe add a third day? Why is he firmer than the Eibishter? Ksav Sofer says, based, yeah? Because Moshe is only supposed to be two parts of Torah. That was the Eibishter gives in the Torah. Tanakh and Mishnayis. Right? Kvayach. That Bechina. But Moshe was Noyek Tev Ayin and he gave us Pilpul. You need another Bechina. Because he added a day, the Chumsofer elsewhere makes El Cheshman, that's why it ended up that what was the 40th day? Shemal Sepetamus, where the Gemara says, Megalgalim Choyiv Liyayim Chayiv. And the same thing by the Meraglim. Hello? That was why it ended up in Tisha. Everything went pear-shaped, as you say. Everything went dirty. Right? That's what Rabbi Yosef said. make for me on Shavuos an igla from the egel tilsa, which is the three bechinas, three madregas. Right? You with me? Therefore, we say, but how do we survive today, Dafka? Torah tziva lanu. Torah was given by the Eibishter or by Moshe Rabbeinu? Depends what Torah tziva lanu Moshe, or zichru Torah Moshe, the potlach velachi, refers to the chelik of pilpul there. And therefore, only through the chelik of pilpul of Harvani and Torah is Marashi Gilas Yankov able to keep the Torah. You with me so far? That's achas dibra likim, shtayim zu shemati, our haravani. And the end of the day, I have no time to elaborate, Chazal say that the Eibishter was mefayas Moshe, that there's a bechina in which the second lucha is even greater than the first. The agid lucha talum is chochma, ki keflayim with the shia, that you harav, you come to eschachus in Torah, a new level of Torah. That's why Shavuos, you're indeed on Peiros HaIlon, which refers to ourselves, refers to the Chidushim in Torah, and the Eber's Health and Taka. Through that comes the Shavuos, Yufka Migalus. Oh,